Washington, AP, U.S. President Donald Trump berated Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for being disrespectful Friday in an extraordinary Oval Office meeting, then abruptly called off the signing of a minerals deal that Trump said would have moved Ukraine closer to ending its war with Russia. The astonishing turn of events could scramble affairs in Europe and around the globe. During his visit with Trump, Zelensky was expected to sign the deal allowing the U.S. greater access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals and hold a joint news conference, but that plan was scrapped after the heated engagement between the leaders in front of the news media. It's unclear what the blow-up could mean for the deal that Trump insisted was essential to repay the U.S. for the more than $180 billion in American aid sent to Kyiv since the start of the war. And it remains to be seen what, if anything, Trump wants Zelensky to do to get the deal back on track. The Ukrainian leader was asked to leave the White House by top Trump advisors shortly after Trump shouted at him, showing open disdain. "You're gambling with World War III, and what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country that's backed you far more than a lot of people say they should have," Trump told Zelensky. The last 10 minutes of the nearly 45-minute meeting devolved into a tense back-and-forth between Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance and Zelensky, who had urged skepticism about Russia's commitment to diplomacy, citing Moscow's years of broken commitments on the global stage. Zelensky's main objective going into the sit-down had been to press Trump not to abandon his country and to warn against moving too close to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Instead, he got shouted at while Trump appeared to play up the drama for the cameras. At one point, Zelensky said Putin had broken his own signature 25 times on ceasefires and other agreements and could not be trusted. Trump responded that Putin had not broken agreements with him and ducked questions about offering security guarantees to Ukraine, saying he thought the minerals deal, which is now on hold, would effectively end the fighting. Things first got testy after Vance challenged Zelensky, telling him, "Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come to the Oval Office to try to litigate this in front of the American media." Zelensky tried to object, prompting Trump to raise his voice and say, "You're gambling with the lives of millions of people." At another point, Trump declared himself in the middle, and not on the side of either Ukraine or Russia in the conflict. He went on to deride Zelensky's hatred for Putin as a roadblock to peace. "You see the hatred he's got for Putin," Trump said. "That's very tough for me to make a deal with that kind of hate." Trump later told reporters, shortly before departing for his Mar-a-Lago resort in South Florida for the weekend, that he wanted an immediate ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine but expressed doubt that Zelensky was ready to make peace. Zelensky made an appearance on Fox News on Friday evening in which he said his public spat with Trump and Vance was not good for both sides. But Zelensky said Trump, who insists Putin is ready to end the three-year grinding war, needs to understand that Ukraine can't change its attitudes toward Russia on a dime. Zelensky added that Ukraine won't enter peace talks with Russia until it has security guarantees against another offensive. "It's so sensitive for our people," Zelensky said. "And they just want to hear that America is on our side, that America will stay with us. Not with Russia, with us. That's it." Following the meeting, Trump posted on his social media site that he had determined that Zelensky is not ready for peace. "He disrespected the United States of America in its cherished Oval Office. He can come back when he is ready for peace," Trump wrote. Democrats immediately criticized the administration for the breakdown. Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer said Trump and Vance are doing Putin's dirty work. The testy discussion was especially surprising since it came a day after Trump struck a more conciliatory tone toward Ukraine, calling America's support against Russia's invasion a very worthy thing to do, and disclaiming any memory that he had called the Ukrainian leader a dictator. Trump and Zelensky spoke politely, even with admiration, of each other for the first half hour of the meeting. But when the Ukrainian leader raised alarm about trusting any promises from Putin to end the fighting, Vance offered his strong rebuke for airing disagreements with Trump in public. That instantly shifted the tenor of the conversation as Zelensky grew defensive and Trump and his vice president blasted him as ungrateful and issued stark warnings about future American support. "It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like this," Trump said to Zelensky as the two leaders talked over each other about past international support for Ukraine. Vance then interjected, "Again, just say thank you." Zelensky pushed back on Vance, telling him he's offered his appreciation, a lot of times, to the American people and the president. The Ukrainian leader, after leaving the White House, expressed his gratitude on social media. "Thank you, America, thank you for your support, thank you for this visit," Zelensky wrote. "Thank you at POTUS, Congress, and the American people. Ukraine needs just and lasting peace, and we are working exactly for that." But administration officials were not satisfied with Zelensky and perceived a hostility with him and his body language in the Oval Office, according to a White House official. Trump also objected to the Ukrainian leader bringing up the issue of security guarantees when Trump made clear he wanted to focus on the minerals deal, said the official, who requested anonymity to discuss internal deliberations. Former President Joe Biden had also grown frustrated at moments with Zelensky for being insufficiently grateful of American support, according to former administration officials. But unlike Trump, Biden expressed his displeasure with Zelensky privately. Trump also suggested that Zelensky should not be demanding concessions. "You're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now," Trump said, pointing his finger toward Zelensky. Shortly before the meeting ended, Trump said, "This is going to be great television." As Ukrainian forces hold out against slow but steady advances by Russia's larger and better equipped army, leaders in Kyiv have sought to ensure any potential U.S. brokered peace plan would include guarantees for the country's future security. Many Ukrainians fear that a hastily negotiated peace, especially one that makes too many concessions to Russian demands, would allow Moscow to rearm and consolidate its forces for a future invasion. Sen. Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally who has advocated to keep up American support for Ukraine, said he wasn't confident that the Trump-Zelensky relationship could be repaired. "I don't know if you can ever do a deal with Zelensky anymore," the South Carolina Republican said. Fears that Trump could broker a peace deal with Russia that is unfavorable to Ukraine have been amplified by recent precedent-busting actions by his administration. Trump held a lengthy phone call with Putin, and U.S. officials met with their Russian counterparts in Saudi Arabia without inviting European or Ukrainian leaders, both dramatic breaks with previous U.S. policy to isolate Putin over his invasion. European leaders were quick to reinforce their support for Ukraine after the contentious Oval Office meeting. In a post on X, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said Zelensky's dignity honors the bravery of the Ukrainian people. "Be strong, be brave, be fearless," she added. "You are never alone, dear President." Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni proposed an immediate summit between the United States and European allies to speak frankly about how we intend to face today's great challenges, starting with Ukraine. "Every division of the West makes us all weaker and favors those who would like to see the decline of our civilization," she said. "A division would not benefit anyone." Associated Press writers Justin Spike in Kyiv, Stephanie Dazio in Berlin, Giada Zampano in Rome, JJ Cooper in Phoenix, and Michelle L. Price in New York contributed to this report. Will Weissert, Zeke Miller and Amr Madani, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. Supporters of Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky rally outside of the White House in Washington, Friday, February 28, 2025. AP photo, Jose Luis Magana, 2.